I do not want to be defined by what others do to me. I want to be shaped by the calling of the Spirit in my heart and by the grace God sets before me. My capacity for goodness shouldn't be defined by what others do or might do to me, but by what faith and grace inspire me to do. Today, probably we have one of the most difficult pages of the Bible. How to understand what Jesus is telling us today. Probably when we listen this kind of word, maybe something is wrong. Maybe in Jesus' time, the reality was different. But we can't apply this vision now in our times because we know how the human beings are. Probably this is the natural reaction that we have. And it's true. We know how we are. We know how the human beings are. But probably here we can see what the second reading is talking about today. This side of our lives that belongs to the earth. Our earthly vision will see the things from this perspective. But here, Jesus is present to us a different perspective. He is presenting this perspective that comes from Him, that comes from heaven. We are here, and He is presenting something that is here. In other words, He is raising the bars of our spiritual life. He is presenting to us a totally different perspective. But it is a perspective that can change our lives. We can't imagine how our life can be if we reframe our natural inclination toward reciprocity. It is a totally different thing. Why I have to be defined by what others do to me? Why I have to be so reactive all the time? But Jesus is presenting to us another perspective. Instead of being all the time, or almost all the time, reactive, how can we become more proactive, guided by our faith more than by what others do to us? But it's not a simple thing that Jesus is talking about. It is not a kind of natural reaction. Jesus is talking about the supernal reactions that can guide our lives. And it is something different. He is inviting us to do and to live not according to what we see around us, but according to what we see in Him, in His reaction, in His word, and in His actions. And He is inviting us to do something that it's almost impossible here, according to our natural level, is spreading mercy. He is inviting us to do this. But it's not easy. It's hard to spread mercy because usually we will react according to what we see. But when I see this kind of message, my first reaction usually is, This is the beautiful purpose that Jesus is presenting to us. And I'm totally sure if my heart was less reactive, my life should be totally different. I'm totally sure that my condition as a child of God was lived in a more profound way, my life could be different. And first of all, this difference that we can see between one life guided by the earth and one life guided by the heaven or by the God's grace, trying to see those two realities, we will understand that if my heart was really full of this grace, those kind of reaction should be possible. And I'm sure that my life should be different, because even if one or two or three, maybe one colleague, one member of our community, one member of our family, or one neighbor, maybe even if those kind of people bother us, we will know that my reaction, the state of my soul, the state of my heart, will be not defined by them. And it is different. I would like to have this kind of heart, that I can see that person, okay, maybe that person has not good feelings or good wishes with me, or maybe that person is so negative, is so against myself. But our natural reaction should be, okay, if this person is against me, it's natural. I have to be against this person. But why? Why? Why I have to follow this natural reaction all the time in my life? I should be guided, or I can be guided by another grace, by another word, by another reality, and this reality comes from God. And when our life is guided by this grace, we will understand this reality in a different way. The goodness that can be present in my life is defined by God and not by what that person deserves. Maybe that person doesn't deserve nothing good, but I know that God is inspiring me to do good or to be good even toward that person. And doing that or living according to this reality, probably my heart, my soul, and my life will be lifted up, will be elevated. I will see the reality from a different perspective. And this is what I can see in my horizon. This is what I'd like to live more and more. This is what I'd like to have in my life. But not because I can become a good person for the others. No, it's because I can live more and more according to this grace, and I will be able to keep in my life this goodness that comes from God. This state of grace that comes from God and that He wants to fill my heart with it, and I can be guided, inspired by this grace that comes from Him. But He's inviting us to this kind of radical generosity, and it's not easy. As I said, it's not easy. But this is what God has for all of us. God is saying today, He is presenting to us this bar in a different level. And He is trying to tell us that our life and our heart can be lifted up by His grace. But how He can do this? Inviting, proposing, in a very gentle way. It's not imposing, it's not pushing, but it's presenting. This is what I have to you. This is what I want to present and offer to you. But the answer, the response, belongs to us. We can say yes, we can say no. But when we understand and when we desire and ask God this grace, probably many things can be changed in my life. Why? Because I don't need to be defined by others. Because it's terrible when my life, when my heart, when my mind is guided by what I see the others doing to me. No. It can be different. And this is what Jesus is presenting to us. And may God bless all of us, and teach us how to be inspired by this grace. Amen.